just about 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't sleep, so I popped my headphones and started to listen to some audios on GWA. Kind of the usual, I don't know. But, you know, that's why you can probably hear the fan in the background. But just set the scene a little. I'm in bed, lying on my stomach, and I have my shorts and t-shirt on, but I have, my, pillow between my legs and just press up nicely against my pussy. sorry, I'm distracted. just keep, you know, grinding on my pillow nicely. I have my t-shirt pulled up, so I have my one of my hands on my my breast, and I squeezing and pinching my nipple and everything, and I'm trying not to be too loud because I have my door open, and that's the dog, but I have my door open, and I live with my sister, so if she were to get up, you know, I don't want, really want her to hear me, but I'm not getting up to shut my door. So, what I'm trying to do is get off without even getting undressed. I just keep, what I feel like is I move my hips into the bed, so like slightly into the pillow as well, and just like go from the left to the right, and it just puts enough pressure to where we'll just get on so good. And then with that paired with listening to an audio, my pussy gets so wet in my underwear. But you know, no, not taking them off today. Though sometimes, if I'm to the point where I can't sleep, I'll do the same thing, but I'll get undressed all the way. Put the pillow between my thighs, and my pillow will get so wet. And I'll do the same thing, the same grinding sort of motion, and I've done it before, and I've just like fucked myself on this pillow until I've fallen asleep. A different time. I don't know how this happened exactly. I don't really squirt all that much, but with the pillow between my thighs like this, I squirted my pillow. That was unexpected and such a mess. The dog just woke up. probably because I'm talking. So, I wonder, you know, with my door open, if I did take it off, what would happen? I guess I should elaborate. I mean, I think that's the cat, or one of the cats, scratching on something. But, I mean, if I were to fall asleep after fucking my pillow, my sister got up for work, she said she was up early, and saw me laying here half covered, she'd know how much of a whore I am, or how needy I am, and she would then know for sure what her older sister is doing instead of sleeping at night. Should I feel shame? I don't even know. I don't think I really feel too much shame when it comes to sex. I mean, some of my fantasies are, I've masturbated in my car before in the parking lot at the grocery store, and I have this fantasy of getting caught, like, flashing or like, something like that, and just, like, from there, and just end up fucking at the grocery store or something. I don't know, but the thing is, I don't want to know anything about this person, so, like, a fantasy of just having sex with a complete stranger is such a turn-on to me, and is probably why recording this first audio for me has me so close. because you guys are strangers listening to me being like this, I would say naughty, but like, I still have clothes on, so am I really naughty? So, being like this, and yeah, so you guys are strangers. No, that's a turn on. And getting off with the clothes on. I'd love for someone, like, not my pillow, to do that to me. Just make me come all over my underwear. Not let me take that off. There are so many things I could talk about. Anyways, thank you for listening. I'm gonna let the dog outside, I think.